the rest of the story. In the history books, Flavius Vespasianus is almost always called Vespasian. The son of a tax collector, he's recognized as founder of the Flavian dynasty in Rome. He was emperor for a mere 10 years, from 69 to 79 A.D., and yet his impact on his nation-state was very great. For Vespasian is also remembered in Roman history as the fiscal innovator who wiped out the national debt. Vespasianomics was inspired by the serious deficit situation which Vespasian inherited from Nero, and it meant sacrificing a good guy image for the sake of solvency. So, how did Vespasian restore economic equilibrium to Rome? Well, first he took a long, hard look at the books. What he had learned at the knee of his tax collector father had not been lost on him. He could not only count, but he knew the meaning of money. So, one can imagine Vespasian's horror when he discovered the enormity of Rome's national debt. It was a figure, according to the emperor's calculations, somewhere in the area of 40 billion sesterces. Now, scholars are often incredulous at that amount, but remember, it was probably reckoned in a much depreciated currency. So, anyway, Vespasian grimly informed his government that it would take 40 billion with a B sesterces, 40 billion to pull Rome out of the red. And he knew that no single source of revenue would do. He would sell imperial property in Egypt, which he did, and he could put important government jobs on the block for hefty prices, which he did. But basically, the tax collector's son realized that the key to restoring the Roman treasury was taxation. And thus was born one of the most dramatic, one of the most famous tax programs in all of the ancient world. Vespasian increased extant taxes, even doubling some. He taxed Roman provinces, formerly immune to taxation. History does not record whether the emperor succeeded in raising the entire 40 billion sesterces that he had projected as necessary, but he sure enough wiped out the debt with money to spare. For Vespasian is credited with a subsequent lavish building program that included restoration of the capital and the beginning of work on the Colosseum. He also established the first public educational system in classical antiquity by ordering that qualified teachers be paid salaries and awarded pensions out of public funds. And yet, while you may never have known of his accomplishments, you will never forget this one. For after Vespasian had sold all of that imperial property and all of those government offices, and after he had doubled conventional taxes, and after he had taxed Rome's formerly untaxable provinces, the emperor discovered that he still did not have enough revenue to reach his goal of solvency, and so he created a tax that is with us to this day. He invented a means of transforming urgent necessity into cold cash. He balanced the budget by taxing the public lavatories, which were omnipresent in ancient Rome. And thus the pay toilet was born. And now you know the rest of the story.